This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Welcome to the last day of July 2022. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on radio, in fact, our broadcast radio syndicator, GCN, and radio stations around wherever they are. We're glad you're here. Also, you can come on over to robertscottbell.com/listen for the chat room, live when we're on the air. And people even leave messages there occasionally, too, but you can leave a message over at our website. Today, we've got a few stories to cover. I think one of them might be related to kids and the insanity of trying to change gender biochemically through synthetic FDA-approved pharmaceuticals. We'll get to that in a moment. But first and foremost, July went fast. That means 7 months out of the way in 2022. And well, other than humidity today, Super Don, there's no lockdown where you are.
No, and I don't expect that there will be.
Okay.
Especially where I'm at. I don't expect anybody's going to put up with that. But I have a feeling that most people, at least the intelligent people, across the country, probably would not put up with something like that.
Yeah, we don't. We can't help the morons in San Francisco and New York. We've got a story about that coming up. And if you're still there, God bless you. I hope you can make it. Escape.
God bless all of you morons. Yeah. Wait a minute. What?
Right. Well, back in the South, they would say, it's not. I'm just now thinking of church lady. Isn't that special? Well, isn't that special?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's bless your heart. That's the kind way to say it. Bless your heart. Well, bless your heart. And everybody knows that's a kind of a nasty insult, but said in a kind and loving way. Hey, final day. This is the extension. We had a week-long extension for the Pure Body Extra Advanced Daily Cellular Detox, the nano-sized cleaned-up zeolites. And this is coming it's in water. It's in pure water. And it's a beautiful deal. $5 will get you if you're still here in time by midnight Eastern time today, 31st, when this first airs, you have time, whether you're in England, United Kingdom, whether you're in Australia, New Zealand, Canada, or the United States, you can get the $5 deal. After that, you'll get, I think, $20 off, but start there and give it a go. You got really nothing to lose. If it works as well as it can in some people, it's just extraordinary. Remove those metals, persistent organic pollutants in a safe, clean, and easy and economical way. So with that, let's launch into our first story here, Super D. And it relates to the Fear and Death Administration. They're warning now that puberty blockers, these are drugs designed specifically to suppress hormonal expression in a child that's transitioning through adolescence to adulthood. And, you know, who thought this was a good idea? Yeah, let's develop a drug to stop kids from developing like normal kids would get
developed. How about this? This is the real question. Who would have thought that we'd even be talking about this at some point?
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
I didn't predict that. I mean,
that's
not what we were thinking.
What strange planet are we living on? You know, how did we get, like, transported from Earth to whatever planet this is that we're living on right now, where this is a news story that we're reading in 2022.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, who would have thought, unless you're twisted and sick, that you're like, hey, I wonder if we can use these drugs that stop what they call this a gonadotropin agonist. Gonadotropin, it's a GnRH agonist. And it basically stops the gonadotropin-releasing hormone. And that, of course, stimulates endocrine function to transition from childhood through adolescence to adulthood. Who would have thought, yeah, that's a great, you know, one day we got to figure, you know what? I bet they had a marketing meeting and a PR agency was involved in this and said, hey, if we wanted to establish a new market for a drug, you think you could help us? And they say, all right, well, tell us what you want to do. Well, we want to stop kids from transitioning into whatever gender they are. Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah, we could do that.
I'd be willing to bet that what happened was this drug came out at some point, and they found this as a side effect. And for a long time, they just sat on this. And all of a sudden, this woke transgender thing started turning into this weird social craziness that we've been dealing with for years now. And suddenly somebody said, hey, wait a minute. You remember that drug? And remember how it did this, this, and this? That would be perfect right now.
Try it
right?
On kids, yeah.
We can make money off of this.
Yeah, that's it. Remember, folks, the bank, it's happening, and it's not yours. So the FDA has identified 6 cases in females between the ages of 5 and 12. And what parents would allow this to happen to their kids? I guess... There's such a trust in pharma and government and media that they're not thinking clearly or not thinking at all. And they use these GnRH agonists, and it presented a plausible association between the use of that drug and what they call pseudotumor cerebri. Now, this is also known as idiopathic intracranial hypertension. Now, remember, idiopathic typically means
caused by doctors, right?
Well, no, idiopathic means they don't know what causes it.
Oh, they don't know what
it is. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Iatrogenic means it's caused by doctors.
Oh, okay, I got that.
But it's interesting because I've called it, and many people have, idiopathic is basically caused by idiots. And that is doctors that are willing to drug children in this way, but they want to claim, we don't know the cause of it. But that's what it is, idiopathic intracranial hypertension. And it's pressure inside your skull spontaneously increasing, which can cause brain swelling, severe headaches, nausea, double vision, and even permanent vision loss, according to the Mayo Clinic. Now, I quote, the agency considered the cases clinically serious and, based on these reviews, determined that pseudotumor cerebri should be added as a warning and precaution in product labeling for these basically gonadotropin-stimulating...
puberty blockers.
Puberty blockers, basically.
There you go.
And somehow they got approved for use in pediatric patients. Like, who at FDA thought this was a good idea for kids?
Now, here's my question. Is there a legitimate reason as to why you would want to use a puberty blocker? I'm not an expert in this field. This is just, I think, a question that maybe a lot of other people would ask.
Yeah, I think it's a good question. I think the only legitimate use for a puberty blocker is to stop kids from stinking like teenagers.
Well, so, yeah. Well, okay.
Obviously, that's not a good reason.
Pharmaceutical antiperspirant.
Right. You take this drug, you won't turn into a stinking teenager. No,
for real. That would be my... I mean, that's the first question that comes to mind. Is there a legitimate reason where you would say this condition exists with this child and they need a puberty blocker in order to save their life or stop some kind of disease that's happening or something?
I'm not aware of it, Super Don. We might have a listener that's more astute than you or me on this, but Levine.
Because if there isn't, this is like Dr. Frankenstein stuff. Yeah. You know,
remember Dr. Rachel Levine who. It's hard to look at. Well, I'll just be honest, that person. it says there's no argument among medical professionals that youth access to gender-affirming care, such as, guess what, puberty blockers,
gender
is valuable and important. So this person, whatever his or her problem is, one of the biggest is that he's willing to abuse children with toxic drugs that can harm or maybe even kill them or cause permanent blindness in this case. And of course, if you bring this up, you're anti-LGBTQ equality.
Transphobic.
But where is this right to blocking puberty? Where does that exist? And utilizing an FDA-approved drug to do it. Where is that? If you're against harming children with these drugs, you're against equality for people that have different views on their sexuality or identity?
Well, and the big debate on this, Robert, I don't know if it's ever going to be solved. Is, you know, at what point is a child, you know, when I say a teenager, because I'm getting older, they all look like kids now, but,
yeah,
you know, at what point is a human, at what age are they in the right mind to be able to make that kind of a decision? you know?
Well, if you're in California, you know, San Francisco or New York, of course, 5 years of age is probably okay. I mean, this is the bizarreness.
Well, and arguments have been made for that, which is just insane, absolutely insane.
But what's wrong with the age of majority being 18? When does that go away?
Yeah,
you can enter into lifelong contracts of irreparable harm and damage.
The argument against that is going to be that once you turn 18, you've lived 18 years of your life, and you've wanted to be a girl instead of a boy or something like that. You know,
there's a lot of people who have lived 18 years of their life that wanted to do something and haven't been able to do it yet. I mean, you know, I wanted to be an astronaut, right? And it's like, oh my gosh, you didn't give me drugs that would help me to be an astronaut before I was 18. I mean, this is. And people are going to go, well, that's not the same thing. No, it is, in a sense, because if you acknowledge that you are not capable, go back to your youth, not capable of making life-changing, altering decisions that could not be reversed before you were an adult. Now, I know some people are like, oh, I know everything. I'm a teenager. I remember those days, too.
Humbling we knew everything.
Become an adult, look back and say, boy, I'm glad I wasn't allowed to make that decision. And a decision to alter you or genitally mutilate yourself or alter you with endocrine compounds in a synthetic way that could create who knows what other cancers.
And expect there aren't going to be negative side effects something like that.
Yeah.
That's not how it works.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your side effects from taking Tylenol. You know, I mean, come on.
Super D, there's a lot of things where we would go, all right, I can see your point of view on something. And I'm not talking about you right now. But, you know, I think we're pretty good at trying to say, all right, here are the perspectives, even if we might disagree with them. But I have a hard time in any way, shape, or form getting into the mindset of those that want to alter these children and their gender that they're born with before they're adults. I cannot, and again, this is not me being obstinate and just being, you know, angry white male or whatever you want to call me. It is just wrong to do this to children. And I can't find an argument, even if I'm kind of go, all right, I'm trying to see their, in that whole 18, they had to live 18 years. It's like every kid has to live 18 years not being what they think they are or want to be.
Right.
It's part of you being grown up.
Yeah, pure insanity, and I just don't know.
I think we're
all you do is shake my head.
Here. We are the reasonable adults here. All right, y'all. If you want to sign up for newsletter, Super Don puts out, man, there's some great stuff. Text RSB to 22828. Text RSB, my initials, to 22828. You'll get signed up for the newsletter, see the poll questions of the day, participate in all kinds of special offers and deals that you guys and gals get. And also, thank you for considering supporting us through Patreon as well with our monthly AMAs. We'll be back with more powerful healing and stories about San Francisco and New York. Again? Really? Okay, we'll be right back.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
What is it about the left-leaning communist Marxist cities of San Francisco and New York? What is it about them that every bit of opportunity they have, never let a crisis go to waste, that they can gain more power as a local government to lock down, to shut down, to mask up, to force vaccinate, experiment on people? And yes, an emergency has been declared again. Over what? Is COVID back? Well, people are claiming it. I would argue that only the people that have gotten the jab are really getting hammered heavily. Although, you know, whatever it is that people suffer from, including Super Don, when he suffered from all of the classic, pretty much all of the classic symptoms of severe COVID, Delta variant.
Delta. Oh, yeah.
You know, I still bring up questions of validation of PCR, but that's a different discussion. It's a different argument than somebody suffering through whatever they're suffering through and what we would argue to do about it as opposed to what can be done in hospitals that are often deadly. But what are they going to do now that they've declared an emergency in San Francisco and New York over monkeypox?
Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot more to this story, I think, mm-hmm. than a lot of people realize.
Mm-hmm.
You come across, and I found an article, I don't know, this is earlier last week,
mm-hmm.
that was going over the monkeypox situation. Did you see that the World Health Organization put out a recommendation to gay people?
Yes.
Last week.
Do safe sex, put a raincoat on, basically.
Limit the number of partners you have.
Right.
Sexual partners that you have in order to decrease your chances of getting monkeypox.
Mm-hmm.
And in this, is CNBC. This is not some far right, you know, thing. CNBC.
Yeah. They hate gay people now.
CNBC
right?
put out the statistic. They mm-hmm. said that 90... Well, it was in the 90s, 95, 98% mm-hmm. of all of the monkeypox cases that have been listed
mm-hmm.
are
Among gay people.
Gay people.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Men having sex with men.
Chibadon, this is a deja vu scenario. If you remember when we were much younger and the scourge of this new thing called AIDS, and nobody knew what was going on, where it was coming out, bathhouses, New York, bathhouses, San Francisco. And this was folks that were just having illicit sexual relations with anybody and anybody at the drop of a hat, of course going on numerous antibiotics because of the numerous sexually transmitted diseases or infections that were occurring, which would result in what? Immune collapse. And there were physicians in that, in those communities that said, the gay community is set up for a disaster. This was before they even called it AIDS. And originally it was GRIDS. Remember, gay-related infectious disease or something like that? And so there was a lot of history here that if you're a young person and weren't alive then, you don't know what we were witnessing. It was like, what is this new plague that's affecting gay people? Right. And then they tried to say it affects everybody the same way. But the point I'm making here, and some doctors made, and of course in retrospect we could see it, you can't engage in those practices and have STI, STI, STD, STD, and hit with antibiotic. On top of that, they use amyl nitrate, poppers, all these immunosuppressant drugs, illicit street drugs, and pharmaceuticals. And predictions were they're going to be an immune collapse and there'll be all kinds of crazy stuff happening. So if you're engaged in behavior, and this is true of anybody, and I'm not just talking about gay people, so don't say, oh, he's doing gay hate. That's not about it. I don't care what
has
you,
nothing, yeah.
Yeah, this is just a biological, immunological reality. If you're immune suppressed, you are vulnerable to and susceptible to manifest all kinds of ailments, illnesses, diseases, whether claimed to be caught or developed from within. Because remember, the bacterial species in your gut that are normally here to help you, if you rip them out all the time with these nasty drugs and other things, they have access to places in the body they don't belong. And then they're altered because of that, and they become what we call pathogenic. And it gives rise to ailments and illnesses. Now, if you've also been jabbed, we know the immunosuppression associated with the COVID jabs. That's now admitted. And you see that others in the medical community are arguing that this isn't even monkeypox. This could be reemergent herpetic viruses or things that relate to shingles and other poxes from history or previous vaccinations even. And who are they doing? What are they doing to confirm monkeypox? PCR. How reliable is that? Again, you see all the problems I have with this? And
I do. I do. And you know, so whatever. It, you know, it's funny how I'm going to draw a parallel.
Yeah.
I'm going to draw a parallel to the COVID thing.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's like, okay, call it whatever you want. Okay, monkeypox, chickenpox, Cocoa Puffs, whatever.
Who was harmed first? The immunocompromised, right?
Monkeypox, you know, you're making the comparison to AIDS, right? Whatever that was, I know that there's good questions about
sure.
that.
Sure, immune collapse. It's just
people were dying of whatever the heck it was we're talking about. Nobody's dying from monkeypox,
right?
Okay,
until
so a state of
out,
emergency.
Yeah, until they bring out AZT for monkeypox. You wait, folks. Not here, not now, not ever. We'll talk you through this stuff, and I appreciate you being here. Please share the show, robertscabell.com/listen for the chat room. Back after this, talking about made up new diseases to cover up vaccine injury. After this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court starts a new term tomorrow as it considers another round of significant cases that could have a long-term impact on the legal landscape. The latest arguments involve questions related to the First Amendment's free speech clause, Second Amendment restrictions, and election redistricting. Reselling concert tickets or sporting event tickets, you may have to pay some taxes on that income.
According to an updated form, individuals who earned over $600 from ticket resale must now declare that income as taxable. This change comes in response to a surge of grievances regarding ticket resellers inflating exciting prices, notably for events like Taylor Swift's recent Eras Tour. I'm John Schaefer.
James Earl Carter Jr., lovingly known as Jimmy Carter, the 39th President of the United States of America, turns 99 years old today. The party was moved up a day to ensure that it wouldn't be canceled by a potential federal government shutdown that Congress was able to avoid after the Senate passed a stopgap bill late Saturday night. Skip Kelly, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, we're having a good discussion about the craziness of the, how do we say, the fear of disease for one. And Superdon was making an interesting parallel when we're talking about the history of AIDS and that's emergence. And you pointed out, yeah, people were dying at that point. But I also have some parallels in relation to COVID here. Because as you said, monkeypox apparently is not killing people. Granted. So where's the emergency in that? You deal with it. However, at the dawn of AIDS, when we talked about the immune collapse because of different things that were occurring in that community or those communities, the people that initially died were just drugged to death. Now, they were drugged with more antibiotics, more steroids even back then, and I argue that they were iatrogenic deaths as well. But the massive deaths of AIDS people didn't occur in terms of hundreds of thousands in mass until they approved, they rushed back into the marketplace AZT, which was a failed chemo drug. It was so toxic for cancer patients. I mean, it could kill a healthy person. And they brought it back out for AIDS. Now, in the sense of COVID parallel,
Remember the initial phase of people dying of COVID? It was old people corralled into, you know, nursing homes or different emergency centers, and they were also met with ventilators. Ventilators killed them. Now, in the initial phase, did we hear anybody dying at home? Did anybody die in the streets, per se, in America? It was not until they were brought into hospitals and given these drugs and these treatments that suddenly they were really dying in mass. And then it went worse once they started vaccinating with the jab that's not a vaccine. And then everybody was impacted and affected with cardio issues and other things like that. So I see a parallel in big pharma's all over it. Of course, there's a globalist reductionist population reduction kind of program or scheme that seems to be running parallel as well with this. And, you know, I just throw that out for more considerations from historical similarities. I'm not saying that's identical, but similarities. As they say, history doesn't repeat, it rhymes. And we're rhyming right now.
Yeah. Well, there are similarities and there are differences, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that's significant because, again, they're trying to make this big deal about monkeypox. And I guess, you know what? Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. If you get monkeypox, it's a big deal for you, mm-hmm. right? So nobody's making light of that. But let's look at the difference between, you know, the AIDS or whatever it was mm-hmm. and monkeypox. Or even, I would say even coronavirus, COVID,
sure.
mm-hmm. and monkeypox, right?
Mm-hmm.
Were there people that were dying of COVID that weren't in hospitals? Yes, there were. Okay, it did happen. There were people falling over dead in nursing homes all the time. That was a big deal in the very beginning, and something we talked about, and it pissed
mm-hmm.
me off
mm-hmm.
Because A, the way that they were dealing with it, and B, that they were trying to cover it up,
right?
You know, by saying it had nothing to do with the fact that we just yeah. vaccinated them and 10 minutes later they were dead, right?
Right.
There's
right.
no way. No, we can't even talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, let's look at monkeypox.
Mm-hmm.
Monkeypox is not a fatal disease.
No, but here's where it will become fatal, following the pattern of rhyming. See what you think of this parallel. Are they not toying with the idea of bringing back out smallpox shots to prevent monkeypox?
Of course, yes, absolutely, 100%.
And smallpox shots are some of the most deadly shots ever given as well.
Yep.
So I could see that as suddenly, we give the smallpox shots, and then boom, people are dying of monkeypox.
No.
And then they won't say, it's nothing to do with, again.
Well, I know. Are they talking about actually the vaccine, using the smallpox vaccine, or using the antivirals that are used to treat smallpox? I don't know for sure. I think
there's a little discussion on all of those things right now.
Okay.
But in either case, it will result in more dead. And then they'll say, see, we told you monkeypox was deadly. I mean, I'm just saying that's one possible maneuver. If they can get away with it, they'll try it, is my point.
Well, and listen, nobody wants to get monkeypox or chickenpox or anything like that. But, you know, with the monkeypox, you know, it's something that you get a rash.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you fever, you feel like crap,
yeah.
last, you know, 2-4 weeks, and then it's gone.
Same stuff we would use, selenium, silver, homeopathic phosphorus, and Rustox. I mean, we can get people through this non-deadly skin eruption
yeah.
that may or may not actually be what they
Some
say
Some people
is.
Will get it worse than others, and I could see, you know, where, yeah, it could be a really bad thing. Is it possible that if somebody was already, let's say, in a bad situation health-wise, that if they got the monkeypox, that it could be something that could cause them to die? Sure. Have we seen that yet? I don't think so. I haven't heard anything about that.
Remember, fear of death makes us do stupid things, like fear of living. And
so my question is, what is the state of emergency for?
Yeah. Well, it's to regain and strengthen the power that these local governments have over the people of those cities.
You notice two cities, San Francisco and New York.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a very high gay population in both of those cities. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. Okay. That's the reason why they're doing it. But why are we seeing this being, you know, paraded about in the media as if this is something that we are going to be looking at as coronavirus 2.0 or something?
Yeah.
There's no comparison between the two.
No, but it's a matter of an excuse to gain and stranglehold and maintain the power you grabbed in COVID. Look, the emergency keeps getting extended at the federal level for COVID, even though there isn't one. Let's be honest. Is there one? No, you can't argue that.
They think that COVID's hiding behind a tree somewhere.
Yeah, so the emergency will never end until you end it. Folks, there's another thing we need to look through in the Defender over at childrenshealthdefense.org. We have this linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Inventing diagnoses to cover up vaccine injury, a con as old as vaccination itself. This is something I've been, you know, outspoken about on this show since I opened up the microphone in 1999. They rename things simply to hide it, so it isn't admitted or acknowledged to be what it is. In fact, vaccine injury is very broad in the many things that can manifest. People injured by COVID-19 jabs may not realize it, but the pretense that post-vaccine injuries and deaths are just sad coincidences, it's far from being unique to the pandemic jab. It's a trick as old as vaccination itself. This is a really important article. I would urge you to share it for anybody who has an open mind on this, because you realize the control of your mind, the belief about a manifesting ailment, illness, symptom, or disease, is the power that they have to name things. And here we are living in an Orwellian world where they alter definitions to suit their agenda. Most recently, we've talked about recession. You have all the same people in the Biden administration, including Biden himself, declaring it's not a recession. Two months in a row of contracting GDP is not a recession. And then you see 6 months, a year ago, they say 2 months in a row, that is that. But who cares about definitions? Well, if you want communication to occur, if you want valid science to happen, you have to have words that have meanings that are agreed upon, or a meaning that is agreed upon, so you have a yardstick, if you will, to work with, especially in medicine and science. If you change the definition of all these diseases and ailments and illnesses and symptoms, who can grab a hold and say, what do we do about it? We won't even acknowledge what it is. And so there's such a cult of devotion to vaccinology that anybody who dares link a vaccine to an adverse effect over the years has been, you know, denigrated, labeled, libeled, etc., ad hominem attacked. And, you know, the ad hominem attacks called, you know, slaying, anti-vaxxer, that term, does not have the power it once had for people. Because people that are even full-on in the medical profession that have been on the vaccine bandwagon forever are waking up through the COVID jab and going, you know what, I don't even care about that label anymore. Not doing this anymore. So the more they push on this, the more they're going to fail. They're going to lose. So there's a book that was written apparently in 1899. Did you see how old this is? Dr. Alexander Wilder wrote a book called The Fallacy of Vaccination, and he called attention to the growing conviction among profound thinkers and observers that vaccination was not only utterly useless as a preventive, but actually the means of disseminating disease afresh where it is performed. Does that sound like a version of me? Back then, with different language?
Yes.
These are the conclusions I've come to in my lifetime, and now many others have as well, recognizing that the history of vaccination is fraught with just absolute disease and death, not the savior of mankind. In fact, going back to the 20th century, even those most jaded vaccine pushers have to acknowledge that the mortality and the incidence of many of these so-called vaccine-preventable diseases were on the way out or greatly diminished before the vaccines came to market. And then they claim, you know, remember that the chart, you know, that shows this downward thing? Here's where vaccinations came in and it goes down, but it's a little tiny part of the chart. If you go up years before, you'll see that all of those diseases and mortality were coming down, and they add vaccination way at the bottom, and it keeps going down a little bit more, and they just blow that little part up. Do you remember that, Super D? I've showed that before over the years.
Yeah.
And that's how you manipulate people's consciousness. You tell them that, look, vaccines did this, and you ignore the entire history before it. And so it's disingenuous, it's anti-science, it's unscientific, it's moronic to claim that these vaccines are lifesavers. He even goes into polio, as we pointed out, and Liam Sheff has pointed out in his book, Unlock the Power. That's my book. I apologize. Official stories, talking about the history of vaccination, how polio was DDT. Not a virus, not one virus. And that when they brought the polio vaccine out, it actually caused paralysis. Salk admitted it. He would not give that to his own child. And yet we still have, well, but what about polio? Every time you question any vaccine, oh, but what about polio? Even today, they rarely acknowledge the neurological diseases that have been renamed. Acute flaccid paralysis, acute flaccid myelitis, AFM. All of these things are renamed of the same thing called polio that people wrongly believe is caused by one virus. Even today, Super D, it's just infuriating. And I have to, you know, even with people that are awake on this subject, still fall prey to the one virus causes, you know, polio, for instance, poliomyelitis, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's just not true. Look at all of the causes, lead, arsenic, DDT, sugar, chlorine, all of these things. And so we got autism spectrum disorder that rose when? in the 1990s after the drug industry, the vaccine industry, was absolved of any liability should their products injure or kill. And they just started throwing more and more things on the schedule, and we saw a corresponding almost exponential rise in something that was rare before, things called autism, Asperger's, etc. And they tried to claim it was a genetic disease. Since when, you know, do you suddenly have a genetic explosion of disease across a wide range of children from all different backgrounds, families, etc.? What's the common component? What increased in the 90s? The vaccine schedule. And denialism is not something that the people who question vaccines do. It's the people who worship vaccines do. They deny a reality that confounds their belief, their unshaking, unwavering belief in a false religion, a pseudo-religion, a death cult within allopathic medicine. That's the pharmaceutical pseudoscience that is killing us. And there's a place for modern medicine. I acknowledge it. Never said there wasn't. But it's in a far smaller and narrower place than it exists today. And until we get back to that, we're going to see continued increases of claims that monkeypox is killing us, when I believe it is iatrogenic, not idiopathic. Iatrogenic, these things. All right, back to wrap it up with a hydration story for the elderly. Next on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you come on over to robertscottbell.com, remember, sign up for the email newsletter or just text RSB to 22828. RSB to 22828. That'll get you prompted to do that. You'll be plugged in, including the upcoming events. Our next one is coming up really quickly. The first Saturday, I believe, in August is the 6th. And that's happening in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And it looks like it's sold out. The Journey of Healthcare Interactive Summit of Leading Health Experts, including Dr. Tracy Strout, Dr. Judy Mikovits, Dr. Len Brankowitz, our buddy Jamie Dorley from Nutritional Frontiers, and me, RSB. And I want to thank Nutritional Frontiers for all their support. If you haven't yet gotten their certified organic U.S.-grown CBD hemp products, you can go to cbdnf.com. You can use the RSB15 discount code, RSB15, to get a discount on all of their products, including their hemp products, but everything Nutritional Frontiers does. And it accounts even when they have a sale price. You can use the RSB15 code. But when you sign up, mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. They'll send you, if you're in the United States, samples, free samples. You take a picture with those samples, send them into Superdon. And that's askrsb@gmail.com. We'll add your picture to the collage, and we'll enter you in a occasional giveaway. I'm not going to say often, but I'm thinking we're going to do something in August coming up real quick. So you want to be part of that giveaway. The odds are in your favor. I will say it that way. Other upcoming events, Autism One in the Desert, Mesa, Arizona, August 18th through the 21st, autism1.org. We've got the United States Health Freedom Congress. That's in Minneapolis, St. Paul, the home of GCN, our syndicator. September 23rd and 24th, and that's going to be a great event. Hope you see you there at Wellness Parenting Revolution Health and Freedom Summit and Expo in Orlando, Florida, October 7th, 8th, and 9th. And then the big one, the Health Freedom Expo, just outside of Chicago, Tinley Park Convention Center, Health Freedom Expo. You go to trinityhealthfreedomexpo.com. And, of course, shout out to our friends at Trinity School of Natural Health, trinityschool.org. And you can sign up, become a health coach or a certified natural health professional. There's so many things that are great that happen at Trinity School, including learning about hydration. They do teach you about hydration there. Public service announcement. It's linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. Your hydration needs change as you age, and they change significantly. So it's not just about old people. It's every age that changes. Now, the question is, Super Don, do you need to drink more water or less water? Is there a trend to, oh, my gosh, you're drinking too much water as an old person, or you're not enough and you're drying up like a prune, wrinkling, and you can't help yourself? What's going on, Super D?
Well, I don't know. I guess it depends. As you get older, mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that change.
Yeah.
as I think we've found out firsthand.
Mm-hmm.
But... It's not always so much the amount of water, which, of course, you need to drink the right amount of water. Okay, you
yeah.
just do. Okay. But it's also the quality of the water, too.
Yes, exactly.
It's not just water. Water is not water.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, because man has made it, just like everything else in the world, has adulterated things to the point where you have to be kind of picky about which water, what kind of water you're drinking and where it comes from.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think paying attention to urine habits, right? How often are you urinating? Is the urine dark and seemingly too concentrated, or is it clear almost? Well, I think you're drinking adequate amounts. That's one way to observe, and you can look at that. But
well, they say here in this article, drink enough fluid so that your urine is light yellow.
Yeah,
that's what they recommend.
Yeah, keep it clear on the clearer side.
Yes.
Of course, you know, these are some basic concepts, but cleaning up the water is important. At least have a gravity-fed filter. Even better would be if you got an Echo water system under your sink or a whole house filtration system. You can reach out to our friends at SynergyScience.com, and there are always discount codes available to you, RSB or RSB15. I don't know what works right now, but you have links directly. There are banners on the website to purify and clean the water. And in fact, turn it into your medicine, because hydration includes hydrogen. And dissolving molecular hydrogen in your water is pretty profound. And even if you utilize the Echo Go, which is very inexpensive to produce hydrogen on demand, you know, just pour some clean water in it, that's another great way to go here. But remember, your activity levels will determine it more than your age. And if I was making a joke about wrinkling and being old, I will say one of the keys to not wrinkling prematurely is copper. And if you've been on a lot of zinc and vitamin C, you need to get on some Sovereign Copper. Do a tablespoon once, twice, or three times a day to bring the copper levels back up. That is your anti-aging, if you will. I'm not against aging, but aging gracefully mineral, along with silica for integrity of the skin, the connective tissue, etc. All of those things linked up, we get to talk about here from time to time on the Robert Scott Bell Show, not just on Sundays, but also 2 hours additional a day, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, and, of course, our radio show here. Super D, anything before we wrap it up for hour one?
No, just appreciate you guys listening and tuning in. It means everything to us. If it weren't for you, then Robert and I would just be talking to ourselves.
Exactly. So remember, hour two, Jerome Corsi, you're going to love this. Global warming hoax, you got it. And the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.